You're listening to SBS News.
Smooth jazz gets the blood pumping at an early morning exercise class in Sydney.
Tighten up those tummy muscles, very good.
At 84 years old, former Wallaby John Henry Dowse now works as a personal trainer, determined to keep older Australians on their feet.
It's not an elite squad or anything like that. It's not like a normal gymnasium from the commercial gyms. We don't have the boom boom truck music or anything like that. It's all low key. They are seniors. What they're doing is a range of exercises for all their muscle groups and just keep them moving.
It's long been known exercise improves balance, which is one of the best ways to help prevent falls. Rose Vickers says she spent most of her life sitting down until she started the Senior Circuit Exercise Program 14 years ago.
I've watched other people, including my mother, have falls because their balance wasn't very good. I'm 77. And there are people who are younger than me who are dead.
A new study shows the rate of fall-related head injuries in older Australians has skyrocketed in the past decade. Flinders University's Professor James Harrison is one of the report authors in the Australian Institute of Health and Welfare study.
These sort of injuries are often have quite devastating impacts on the people they affect. It's been apparent for quite a while that one of the things that unfortunately leads a person to no longer be able to live an independent existence, but perhaps to need to go into aged care, is a fall.
The research shows from 2016 to 2017, for every 100,000 men aged 65 years or older, 832 were hospitalised for head injuries from a fall. And from the same size sample of women, 865 ended in hospital. Those figures are close to double the number from nearly 10 years ago. And Professor Harrison says researchers aren't entirely sure why that's happening.
A very similar pattern has been seen in several other countries, Canada, the United States and other countries. And in several countries, people have been inquiring into why this change has occurred. And I don't think anybody has yet got a terribly satisfactory answer.
The Australian and New Zealand Falls Prevention Society's Professor Kathy Sherrington says there are also concerns about the increasing number of fall-related head injuries in residential care.
We need to be working out how to take better care of our older adults within residential care, and that's obviously the subject of the commission at the moment. And I think we actually need to work out how to fund non-pharmacological interventions that are evidence-based.
From rugby to light weightlifting, John Henry Dowse says he's seeing more and more older Australians joining his fitness classes.
What he does is, you'll notice, he comes in, he has a walking stick on the way in, but he never has a walking stick on the way out.
Many are taking inspiration from people like Aspi Sahuka, who has never had a fall.
I've been coming only for 3 years, but it looks like I've come for 10 years. Main thing is that, A, your muscles will be developed. Secondly, your brain is staying active, and C, your bones and your circulation is very important. So all this exercise helps.
Charlotte Lamb, SBS News.